We're talking today with Don Close, of course, with Rabobank. And Don, the cattle industry right now is trying to rebuild. The latest cattle inventory report does suggest that we've got some good solid numbers, some good solid growth already. But we need more cattle. We need more beef cows, most certainly, to get this overall herd up. You've suggested some ways that if grass becomes a limiting factor, there are some ways to get around that.
That's absolutely correct. And like everybody else, I think the rate of expansion that we saw for the year 2014 on females was certainly above my expectations, as it was so many others. But if we look at the dire need to increase cow numbers and where that's the weak link of our whole expansion process and the support that those additional calves could provide for the infrastructure of our feed yards and our processing plants, okay, what are all the mechanisms that we could use to get that accomplished? That was one take. The other is I went into the ag census and just looked at the reduction in total grazable acres from the 2002 and 2012 census and was surprised to see that was a 31 million acre decline in total pasture acres, about a 6% decline over time. Now, I think this, Ron, I think as long as we were in a situation when cattle numbers were declining faster than acreage numbers, it kind of went under the radar. But now that we're back with an opportunity to see some real sustained growth in the industry, will this become an issue? That's the light I tried to frame it under.
When you think about, you know, where we are right now, with cow numbers, you've seen the report, obviously. You know, I've talked with several folks before, and I think you and I maybe talked about this as well. How close to the edge did we get? In other words, we were pretty small on numbers at the bottom, and it seems like it was going to be very, very hard to come off of that bottom.
Absolutely difficult to come off of that bottom, and I think the real gut punch in that whole equation was the impact of the 2011-2012 drought that in all likelihood drove cow numbers lower than they would have gone with economic conditions being equal.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, where we are right now, obviously some growth being seen, mm-hmm. How many more cows would you suggest we really need to have what's the right size beef cow herd nationally?
Okay. That's a great question, and one industry needs to discuss and needs to have a goal established. The number that I used in my study was something on a beef cow number back in the 32 to 34 million head level. Now, I really didn't go into a lot of real detailed economics, but I did go back and look at that beef cow inventory chart, and that's really the numeric level when the last time we kind of saw numbers stabilize and flatten out. Now, the question has been brought up several times that, okay, if you take the increased efficiencies we have in the whole cattle system, the increased carcass weights, do we need to have a cow number that large again to produce the quantity of beef? And I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt because I think, you know, the consumer demand domestically that we have seen in 2014 and the resurgence of the it's okay to eat animal protein. The other side of it is we're seeing very solid continued growth in the whole export front. So if we're going to regain market share in the protein sector domestically, or if we're going to gain market share as far as total exports globally, you know, let's push the envelope a little bit.
And we always seem to go too far, it seems like.
We will always go too far, you know. And I think what we've talked about is when you have return per cow in excess of $500, mm-hmm. you know, economics are a wonderful thing. And when you have that kind of profit opportunity out there, somebody's going to respond.
Right. You one of your possibilities that you discuss in this report that you had, feedlot space. Obviously, we do have excess feedlot capacity right now. Mm-hmm. Is it in the right spots in order to make this thing really work?
I believe it is in the right spots. And you know, when that feed yard space could really be anywhere in through the whole cattle feeding belt, the real area that I had in mind when I talked about that space was predominantly the South Plains cattle feeding and the excess pen space that's down there, the shortage of calf numbers because of the drought that we've already talked about. So on the feed yard model, I was really concentrating on primarily a Southern Plains feed yard environment.